After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Welcome to the Morning Report. We didn't get one done yesterday because of my work schedules, and I apologize. The Republican National Convention ended yesterday or last night, and I got to tell you, it started off as a big pep rally for America, and it ended the very same way. Things positive about not only the country, not only the administration, but about its people, about the positivity and the greatness of the American people and the American system. If you are someone who believes in this country, it was a tremendous. Let me turn the TV down. It was a tremendous convention, 4 days rally, really. And the president's speech at the end, which I watched every minute of, was crafted in a way that was impressive, frankly, extremely impressive. So I imagine that the bump, the after-convention bump that normally comes after these things will happen for Republicans I'm not talking about conservatives or Trump supporters, but I'm talking about Republicans that might have had questions as what they were going to do next. Were they going to ride it out for another 4 years? I think that solidifies that and really galvanizes Trump's base for sure. If nothing else, truly galvanizes Trump's base. So it's going to be a very, very interesting 68 days now until the November 3rd election. I also want to talk a little bit about Jacob Blake and this and George Floyd and this idea. And this is going to be, for some people, an extremely unpopular opinion about how some, I won't put my mask on just yet, how some people are really elevating the wrong people to be the face of the new civil rights movement. It's not the teachers, it's not the scientists, it's not the students, it's the people who are in trouble with the police, the people who have active warrants, the people who have long criminal histories. Now these people are being elevated to the forefront of the civil rights, the new civil rights movement. I believe that it's dangerous. I think that it's foolish. I think that it trivializes the work that has been done in this country by so many people for so many decades. When you are trying to put Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X or countless others on the same platform as someone like Jacob Blake, for instance. You know, putting these people as the face of the new civil rights movement, again, is, I think, awful, disrespectful. And then following it up with so much violence trivializes and diminishes the gains that have been made. As a matter of fact, what some of these folks don't seem to understand is that in their, I don't know, angst, and I'm not even talking about the protesters and the looters and those folks, that because for a lot of it, that's the criminal element. So I'm not talking about them right now. I know I told you this would be unpopular. I'm not talking about the criminal element. I'm talking about the support from the outside of the criminal element. I'm talking about that any support outside of that is misled. We're not, you know, this mess with Jacob Blake, mess with George Floyd, mess. You know, if you go back to my podcast, all the way back to Trayvon Martin, I call that there were two idiots that were on a crash course to disaster. Both of them. Zimmerman, Martin, morons, both of them. Both of them didn't have a brain cell to share amongst them. And again, elevating this young man. Now, it's tragedy in his house, no doubt, because he was somebody's little boy. But elevating him to this status is foolish. I heard yesterday, I was watching, oh my God, I'm watching supposedly the sister of Jacob Blake equate her brother to Emmett Till. Emmett Till was an innocent little boy that was attacked not by the police, but by some assholes from the KKK. That's not the same thing. Emmett Till was an innocent little boy. So let's stop trying to conflate all these things together when they don't go together. Absolutely, positively angering to me. Can you tell? It's foolishness. That's why in 68 days, got to go ahead and elect Trump, and then let Trump go into these cities and start cleaning. You know what? And unfortunately spend time cleaning this mess up when we really need to be getting the economy back on track, because the economy is always the situation and the problem in the black community, or the lack thereof of economy or economic power or growth or vitality. That's the key. Always has been. Oh, you want me to comment on these professional sports leagues that are delaying the Stanley Cup playoffs? Hockey is delaying the Stanley Cup playoffs because they want to give some time for the discussion of racial blah, 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 blah. Shut the hell up! Are you serious? How in the hell have these people become so self-important? Are you serious? Hey, listen, Walmart employees, attention, Kmart employees, if you are still there, you can go home now because you need to go home and have the discussion with your children about racial harmony because of these times. That's foolishness. It is ridiculousness. It is self-important virtual signaling bullcrap. That's what I think. Not just the hockey league. The NFL has sort of gotten out of it because they haven't started it yet. The NBA is trash. Trash. They're letting the inmates run the asylum, and they are trash. It's going to be done soon. We're going to stop talking about it because it's going to be done soon. And all the NBA supporters are going to blame white people for it. Watch. Watch. The Jemele Hill of the world, good Lord of mercy, is going to blame all the white people because they refuse to keep paying athletes to play a game or to not play a game at a financial loss. Between the nonsense of the reaction to the pandemic, a lot of these Hollywood pukes are going to notice that people are going to stop going to the movies. People are going to stop spending money on their movies. They're going to stop making $20 million a movie. That crap's going to stop. And then they're going to blame the homophobic racists. You watch and see what I say. When we start watching more YouTube videos of our favorite YouTube people, and we don't really care about Meryl Streep, we don't really care, haven't in years, about Bette Midler, when we really don't care about Cardi B, we really don't care about some of these other people, when their star fades, because in Hollywood and in entertainment, your star always fades unless you're Betty White. Your star always fades unless you're Betty White. So at some point, we will stop caring about what those people think and what those people say, and we'll start caring about what those people do. We will stop caring, and not only will their star fade, their bank accounts will shrink. Oprah has an advantage because Oprah is a billionaire. So she can hang on longer. But Oprah keeps poking her finger in the eye of the people who have supported her most. It is disrespectful that Oprah can come from her background or alleged background and then tell you that you don't have a shot. Because what? She's special? How disrespectful. Screw you, Oprah. Same thing with you, LeBron James, who went to the Hasi-Tasi private school to play basketball, got in the league as a kid, and have made millions of dollars. But I'm oppressed, and it's dangerous for me to be black, and I don't have a shot, and la la la. Well, screw you too, LeBron James. Pro-black lives? Bullcrap. Screw you too, LeBron James. And Doc Rivers, I'm afraid I had a lot of respect for you, but your recent quote, screw you too, Doc Rivers. Screw you, NBA, and all you other fools that continue to make sure that you're the talented 10th and that everybody else black has to succumb to your will and should think your way and doesn't have a shot unless they do the things that you think they should do. Screw all y'all. Screw all y'all. Share this podcast. Stop listening or seeing it posted and not sharing it. I'm getting tired of y'all too. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. Peace.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.